Once, I was Sydney's only source of water.
The new $1.7 billion desalination plant is part of an effort to drought-proof Sydney as concerns grow about a changing climate and erratic rainfall patterns. Christina Keneally, the Premier of New South Wales, says the new facility is essential to provide water to the state's capital.
Now, it's a great pleasure to be standing here inside Sydney's desalination plant. Now, this is about preparing for Sydney's expanding population. It's guaranteeing that we have a safe and a secure drinking water supply. In the face of climate change, in the face of increasing drought, it's important that we are securing Sydney's water supply.
Much of the Australian continent is arid, so its cities often face water shortages. And as in many countries in Asia and the Middle East, Australian officials increasingly are looking toward desalinated ocean water as a way to meet increasing needs. The Sydney plant can pump 250 megalitres of water each day, about 15% of the city's needs. But it's not cheap. The water costs twice as much as traditional supplies from reservoirs. But Kerry Schott, the managing director of the Sydney Water Corporation, says it's worth the price.
The cost justification really rests on the fact that you don't want a city running out of water. We have historically had cities run out of water and they have been abandoned. And that can happen in inland Australia also, and we certainly don't want it happening in a major city like Sydney.
The plant pours water from Botany Bay through a large tunnel. The water is then pushed at high pressure through tiny membranes, which capture the salt in a process called reverse osmosis. Critics, though, consider the plant a waste of money. They say Sydney has no water crisis because consumers have learned to use far less and the big reservoirs will guarantee supplies for at least the next decade. John Kay is a Greens Party member in the New South Wales State Parliament.
Sydney's desalination plant should never have been. It was a huge mistake. The then Premier panicked at the crucial moment. Sydney has lots of problems, but water is actually the least of them. We as a city have reduced per household our water usage by 25% over the last 20 years. We actually have grown by about 25% and we use the same amount of water now as we used 20 years ago. We have lots of opportunities for making ourselves more water efficient.
As desalinated supplies flow for the first time in Sydney, residents have mixed feelings about their new processing plant.
Australia really has a problem with water and a good supply of water. The water's certainly not going to come from the desert, it's got to come from somewhere. So, yeah, if they can make use of the vast amount of seawater that we've got, then, you know, it's got to be a good thing.
Well, I think it's a waste of money. It's cost over $1 billion or a couple of billion to make it when you've got massive dams that are all half full.
Water bills will rise by 40% over the next 4 years to pay for the plant. Sydney Water says the facility will run non-stop for 2 years. After that, it'll be used only when reservoir levels fall below 70% of capacity. Across the continent, authorities in Western Australia are forging ahead with plans to open a second desalination plant near the state capital Perth. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.